mindful moments start with us. Life is made up of mindful moments, and we're all on our own unique journey full of them. Even though all of our mindful moments are diverse, there are universal themes: love, happiness, fulfillment, and connection. When we come together to share our experiences and lessons learned, we feel validated, like there are other people out there that feel the same way we do. And my favorite thing to do as a manifesting coach is bring groups of people together to feel supported, connected, and accepted unconditionally. Our group coaching sessions are intended to do just that and so much more. And the next one is coming up on April 20th, 2024, and you are invited. It will be absolutely amazing to get us all together on a group coaching call, Reiki infused, of course, with the intention of clearing major manifesting blocks and whatever other healing your soul needs at that moment. I truly feel we could all benefit and learn from each other if we get together in a safe, open space. And that's exactly what this is. You get all the benefits of a full private session that include tarot, coaching, and Reiki, plus the camaraderie that comes with being in the presence of other mystics who are in the same boat as you. Come and get the manifesting help you need now and make magical connections along the way. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/group to join us on April 20th. Spots are limited, so don't wait to sign up if you're feeling called to be part of this group this time around. I cannot wait to see you there. You're tuning in to the Mindful Moments Challenge. Cultivate self-awareness in 15 days. Be sure to post your journey in our free Facebook group using hashtag mindfulmoments so we can support each other. Link in the show notes. Now, let's have some mindful moments together. Day 10, stress management. There is a wealth of legitimate scientific research that has been conducted on the effectiveness of mindfulness over the last few decades. These studies look at the impact mindfulness has on anxiety, depression, and stress management. Can you take a guess at what the results have shown? Amazing things, of course. These studies have shown changes in brain activity and connectivity associated with mindfulness training, and that includes parts of the brain involved in emotional regulation, attention, and self-awareness. Mindfulness has been shown to provide a holistic approach to stress management by addressing its physical, emotional, and cognitive aspects all at once. While stress management is highly personal, the most effective tools are rooted in mindfulness. When we are feeling stressed out or anxious, we tend to be very lost in our own thoughts and emotional reactions. Mindfulness helps us regroup, breaking the cycle of rumination on whatever our biggest stressor is currently, that would be past events, worries about the future, etc., in the moment. Another way to think of mindfulness as a stress management tool is through emotional regulation. When we're in the midst of a stressful situation, when our anxiety is running a little bit high and we're feeling overstimulated, we often feel like we've lost control over ourselves, over our situation, over our reactions and our emotions involved. Using some of the skills we've already learned during the Mindful Moments Challenge over the last 10 days, we can regain a sense of control, which makes responding instead of reacting a lot easier. And it's powerful because we can do it in the moment. We might choose to take medication for our anxiety. We might choose to do other things that are more long-term investments. But in the moment, the techniques we learn through mindfulness practices can be really responsive and helpful. Mindfulness also promotes acceptance, which is an underrated tool for stress management specifically. Instead of resisting or shaming stressful thoughts and emotions, we can learn to accept them as temporary experiences. This acceptance reduces the intensity of stress and fosters resilience in facing challenges. every time we face something challenging, every time we're in a stressful situation, we can choose to say, you know what, this is really hard. I'm having a hard time here. I am struggling. I acknowledge that I'm too much in my head right now, but I know this is temporary. I know I have the tools to work through this, whatever those tools might be for you, and I can handle this. I know I can. So it's time to be empowered. Learning to mindfully manage stress and anxiety brings us so much confidence because we quickly learn that we are not at the mercy of those emotions or even the situations. By taking proactive steps to address these challenges, we reclaim control over our mental and emotional states, leading to a profound sense of empowerment. The key to mindful stress management is consistency, doing our best to get out in front of the stress and anxiety before it becomes too overwhelming. This heightened awareness that mindfulness teaches us allows us to identify triggers and early warning signs of stress and anxiety, empowering us to intervene before these things escalate, and allows us to cultivate a lifestyle that is ideally stress-free, or at least not as geared towards things that make us feel stressed out. Mindfulness also brings us a lot of coping strategies to deal with our unique triggers and symptoms of stress. Whether it's deep breathing, affirmations, going outside, or anything else we've covered in the challenge so far, having a toolbox of techniques enables us to respond constructively to stressors. We have the agency to counteract feelings of helplessness. We can believe in our ability to overcome these stressful times. Mindfulness teaches us how. Each time we successfully overcome stress reinforces our resilience muscle, strengthening our capacity to bounce back from setbacks and persevere in the face of adversity. The more we experience the positive outcomes of our mindfulness practices, the more our confidence and skills grow. How empowering is it to see the results play out right before your eyes over and over again? Feeling stressed out is bound to happen in life. It's part of life. It's a part of life. But living in a constant state of stress isn't going to help us manifest our goals. Empowering ourselves with the skill of mindfulness can help us reshape our entire outlook on life. So here are some quick tips for cultivating the habit of stress management through mindfulness. Be sure to give at least one of these a try today to get the most out of this challenge. First, you gotta start small. Even just a few minutes of mindful practices per day has the power to greatly reduce stress, and studies have shown this. Gather up all the tips from this challenge, pick your favorites, and integrate them into your daily routine. Over time, they will create a snowball effect in your life, and they will greatly reduce your stress baseline. Next, you gotta stop the spiral in the moment. Once you have a good idea of what your favorite mindful activities are, make them easily accessible for when stress spiraling starts happening. This could be a physical box that you reach for, or a list of things you can do. Whatever it is, just make it easy to stop the spiral by having your mindfulness tools at the ready. And finally, ask for help. Whatever is stressing you out most right now, just know that you don't have to fight it alone. You have a support system, so use it. Ask your family, your partner, your friends, your coworkers, or even your manifesting coach or your therapists or your healthcare professionals for help when you need it. Thank you so much for listening. This is going to wrap up today's installment of the Mindful Moments Challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow for more mindful moments. I'm Sarah Ray, your manifesting coach and crystal Reiki master. And as you go on your way today, know that I'm sending you an abundance of love, light, and inspiration. Blessed be.